Well, hello, gentlemen. Hey, let's have a man-to-man talk. So the story goes about Fermons, as they were oppressed by the patriarchy, and they wanted to be freed from their shackles. They wanted to get out of the kitchen, and they wanted to do any job they wanted to do. And even if they weren't good at that job, they wanted to get paid anyway. They wanted to show everybody that they were trapped, and that's why they haven't grown and done so many different things. And the great hand of the patriarchy lifted and let them go free to be and do what they want. Then, of course, they started dressing like whores. They started getting banged by loads of men, and that's the way they wanted it, I guess. They strip off at any chance they get, especially on OnlyFans, because they get money for that. Because they don't need no man. And we know the low opinion that most men have now of Femons, because they've seen what they become and who they really are, the true nature of a Femon. But if they don't need no man, why is everything they do connected with a man? If no man went on OnlyFans, what would they do? If no man gave them attention when they're stripping off everywhere, what would they do? When they dress like women of the night and go out and men wouldn't notice them, then what would they do? Yeah, that's a funny thing of I don't need no man, right? So you see what comes out of their mouth means absolutely bullshit, isn't it, all the time? Actions speak louder than words. And a lot of men have been able to see the real true nature of a Femon now. And those men who have felt guilty about the breakup of their marriage or breakup of their long-term girlfriend, because he thought he was the problem and it was all his fault. Well, because she told him it was. She wasn't going to take any responsibility, was she? Can see now that it wasn't probably his fault. It was her fault. And of course, there is still some men out there that'll tolerate the Femon's bad behavior and forgive the Femon of her infidelities. But those men are getting less and less. Whether Femons like it or not, they are the breeders on this planet. And by the look of the modern Femons' actions, they will always be the breeders and nothing more. And those men that see the Femon nature today think back in their history of their life, and it all kind of now makes sense. Femons stand for chaos and drama. And deceit and lies is their main tool. You see, Femon's nature really hasn't changed at all the thousands and thousands of years. It's just with the advent of the internet and social media and the modern Femon that is inadvertently showing men and everybody who they really are. Because their mouth is still deceiving, but the camera doesn't lie. So for those men who are giving themselves a hard time because the relationship you were in didn't work out, it's probably not your fault. Because she moved on to the next guy and told him exactly the same thing. And rinse and repeat. The reason why a lot of Femon's lives are in the toilet or just train wrecks, or they can't find a man or they can't keep a man, it's not the imaginary patriarchy's fault, or man's fault. It's the Femon's fault. She's the one who made the choices. So if some big, powerful man came to me and said, Solomon, you can do anything you want. You can go anywhere you want. You can be anything you want. We will even help you get into a job that you're not really qualified for. You know what? I think I'd just strip off in front of the camera and get money for it. Yeah, right. You see what I mean, guys? Take it easy, eh?